Have you been listening to the podcast and getting value from the show? If so, I've got a small favor to ask, because over the next few months, we're going to be making some changes to better serve you. Now, I could keep creating episodes based on what I think would be most helpful, but I would much rather get this right. So instead of guessing, I want to understand where you are right now and the real challenges you, your organization, and your team are facing. That's why I've put together a very short 90-second survey. It'll help me better understand you and how I can serve you at a much higher level. And as a thank you, the first 30 people who complete it will receive a free signed copy of one of our books. To take part, just go to the show notes and click the link titled Leadership Survey. Or you can go directly to letsgrowleaders.com/podsurvey. PODSURVEY. It'll take less than 2 minutes. I really appreciate your input. It will genuinely help shape the future of the show. In this episode, you're going to get 3 key leadership communication skills to build a better relationship with your manager, avoid overwhelm, and even be able to share tough feedback. Welcome to Leadership Without Losing Your Soul, a podcast helping human-centered leaders master communication to accelerate your team's performance, reduce stress, and build a career with the respect and influence you deserve. I'm your host, David Dye, president of Let's Grow Leaders. Hey, welcome to the show. I'm excited for this episode because this is a question I get asked all the time. How do I influence my boss? How do I change my boss? And with the communication tools that I'm going to give you today, you're going to be able to decrease your anxiety, stress, avoid overwhelm as much. You're going to be much more influential with your boss, which will give you more of a sense of control and ability to manage your own work reality and ultimately improve your relationship with your manager and have more of a strategic partnership. So that's where we're going today. And as we do, I want to get into this idea of changing your boss. So let's just start by acknowledging the fact you cannot change your manager. You can't change any other human being, but you can be influential. You can have a more effective relationship. And so that's what the tools I'm going to give you today are all about. So yes, if you are tuning in going, oh, how do I change my boss? Sorry, can't do that. But you can change yourself and use these tools to be more effective. So the first, if you want to influence your manager, and this is true of any human being at all, but if you want to influence your manager, you need to know their goals. What is it that they care about? One of the biggest mistakes I see people make when they're trying to influence their manager is they try to do it from what they care about. And so if I'm caring about my team's stress, okay, that's good that I care about that. But if I need to influence my manager to allocate more resources, to make a different decision, just because my team is stressed, that's unlikely to be persuasive unless team stress is a high motivator of theirs. You're going to be much more effective influencing your manager if you know what they care about. And one of the main ways to know what they care about is to know what their manager cares about. This is called two-level thinking. And so a way to think about this is, what keeps your manager's manager up at night? What are the goals they need to achieve? What are the problems they need to solve, the pain they need to avoid? If you have a sense of those things, what your manager's manager is trying to accomplish, then you're going to know what's going to be helpful to your manager to help them look good to their boss. So when you think about your boss's boss, what problems do they need to solve? What goals are they trying to achieve? What pain do they need to avoid? And you can ask those same 3 questions of your manager. And maybe not directly. You're not going to go up to, hey, boss, what pain are you trying to avoid? You know, that's not necessarily going to work. But as you get to know their goals, what they're trying to achieve, and you can sometimes ask like, hey, you know, I'm curious about from your role, your position, what is the most important thing? What are the results that matter most for your role? And many times you can have a good conversation about that with your manager so that you know what they're trying to achieve. So this is the first communication tool, the first step in being influential with your manager. What do they need to be successful? What are the goals they're trying to achieve? Problems they need to solve? Pain they need to avoid? And what is the case for their manager? Once again, two-level thinking. So that's number one. Okay, two-level thinking is number one. Number two is as you make a case for change, anytime that you are bringing information, trying to influence your manager in a particular direction, you need to make the business case. You need to have the data and you need to have a point of view. You need to make a recommendation. Again, a common mistake that we'll see leaders make in our work with organizations is that they're trying to be influential, but sometimes they will just give their manager a bunch of data and they don't do any interpretation. They don't do any context. They don't do the work to make sense of that data. So if you can tell the story, you're helping make this story. You're helping control the narrative. You're helping that data make sense to your manager. That's automatically being influential for them. As you are presenting data, some things to think about. One of them is, I like to say, a story for every number and number for every story. We're all emotional beings, even your manager. So if you can communicate both in story and with the data, that's going to be your maximum amount of influence. Next is, as you're communicating with data, having a point of view, and so on, you want to think about what are the questions that your manager's inevitably going to ask. Again, common mistake we'll see people make is they go in with a point of view, they go in with make a strong presentation, make their case for change, and their manager asks what in hindsight was a super obvious question, but they had been so close to the information, so close to the work that they hadn't thought about that obvious question, and immediately they're caught flat-footed, they don't have a good answer, they immediately are deflated, they lose their influence in that moment. So if you can think about, all right, get a little distance from your perspective, from your data, from what you're trying to say, and ask, what would my manager care about most here? What's the obvious question? And be ready with an answer. And in fact, even better, you might even get through your pitch and then say, okay, if I were you, I would be wondering X, the obvious question. Here's my answer. And then share your answer. Now, just so that we tie number one and number two together, hopefully it's obvious, but if not already, as you're making your case with your data, with your perspective, with your point of view, you want to be sharing how whatever you're asking for, whatever influence you're trying to have, is going to help your manager succeed. Succeed in doing what they need to do to look good for their manager, to help their manager succeed. Again, back to our two-level thinking. How are they achieving their goals with what you're asking? How's it helping them solve a critical problem? How's it helping them avoid a critical pain? So number one, know what keeps your boss's boss and your own boss up at night. Problems to solve, goals to achieve, pain to avoid. Number two, communicate with data. Make the business case. Share your point of view with numbers and stories in a way that helps them achieve what they're after. All right, number three. Say yes to say no. If you have read Powerful Phrases for Dealing with Workplace Conflict, or you've listened to it, or you've heard some of my prior episodes, got entire episodes devoted to this. In fact, if you want more on just this episode or on this topic, you can go back to episode 253 and you'll get more on it. But we're talking about saying yes to say no. Typically, when your manager asks you to do something, you don't just want to say, nope, not going to do that, boss, not going to happen. That doesn't usually go over well. What you want to do is start by connecting back to your manager themselves, to the work you're trying to achieve, to the goals that they're trying to accomplish. You want to say yes to those things. And so the way that we do that is by saying things like, you know, hey, boss, I totally hear what you're asking for here. I'm going to check for understanding, make sure I've got it. Okay, you know, boss, I totally hear what you're asking for here, and I see why that's important. I get it. I understand the outcome that that's going to have for us. So I say yes to that. Or I might say, you know, hey, boss, I really care about this project. I really care about our team. I really care about the results we're trying to achieve, and I want to make sure we do that together. So I'm saying yes to the relationship, saying yes to what they've asked in terms of the outcomes we're trying to achieve. But then I'm going to add some clarity and say something like, after the, you know, hey, I really do care about this, or hey, I see what you're trying to achieve here, get why that's important. And if we do it this way, the way that they're asking, that has the potential to make this project, which I also know is super important to you and is going to achieve those goals that we talked about last week, it's going to delay that, or it's going to lower the quality of it, or it's going to have this impact. What are the consequences of doing the thing that your manager is asking that maybe they haven't thought through? You might be the first person to help them understand that. And in so doing, you're starting to open the door to a conversation to help navigate that in a different way. Then I'm going to perhaps add some consequences and then share an alternative path. And then I'm going to ask them for their perspective. So putting that all together, it looks like this. You know, hey, boss, I hear what you're asking here, and I really do care about the outcome here. I see why that's important. I really care about our success on this. And if we do it this way, if we add that to our plates right now, it's going to have the following consequences on these goals that you're trying to achieve and that I know are very important. So here's a thought. What if we were to, and then propose your solution? You know, what if we were to resource it this way? What if we were to shift the timeline on this one? What if we were to get done with project A and then tackle this project B? How does that sound? What's your perspective? When you have the conversation that way, you're starting by saying yes to ultimately say, I don't see how this can work this way. You open the door to a meaningful conversation because now you've given your manager the information they need to think about this differently. Now, they may say, you know what, you're right, that is going to shift that. The answer is we're all going to have to work overtime. Okay, if that's truly the case, then we say, all right, we can do that. And if you've been working, everybody working a ton of overtime for the past 6 weeks, well, that's going to have consequences too. And we can share those. We can totally do that, boss. Totally can work all that overtime. And that's going to have this impact on our budget. And it's going to have this impact on burnout and turnover. And are those things we're willing to look at right now? Okay. Number one, two-level thinking. What's keeping your boss's boss up at night? What problems do they need to solve? What problems does your manager need to solve? What goals do they need to achieve? Number two, share your data. Bring a point of view, make your recommendation in ways that are going to help them be successful and achieve their goals. Number three, say yes to say no. So now we're going to go to number four, and I'm going to just preface this one by saying, if you just do those first three, you're in good shape, and I would really get good at those three before you move to number four. Because number four is the only path I know to share critical feedback with your manager that I think has a chance of being successful. So I'm going to say that again. It's the only path I know that has a chance of being successful when you want to share critical feedback with your boss. All right, here's how you do it. Ask permission. Now, you're not going to go up to your manager and say, you know, hey, boss, I've got some really critical feedback for you. Can I share that with you? I mean, technically, that's asking permission, but it's not going to be very effective. If you've got a good relationship, if you have been doing your work, if you've been proving yourself, proving the results, and you've got the credibility, then you have an opportunity, if there's some kind of feedback that might be helpful to your manager, to share it by asking permission. And this asking permission piece is really critical. You know, I have many times had people in my life say, you know, I really want to coach my manager. I really want to give them this feedback, but they don't want it. They don't feel a need for it. And all that does is come off as critical, comes off as thinking you're better than them and can cause resentment. And it does the same thing with us, by the way. So if someone comes up to you, you know, you finish a presentation, they come up and say, hey, I've got some feedback for you. You know, that fifth slide was really disorganized, totally lost your point. You need to really rethink that. I mean, who are you? What are you talking about? I don't need your feedback. I didn't ask for it, right? But if they say, hey, you know what? I really appreciated your presentation. You know, I saw an opportunity that I think might be helpful to make you even more effective in what you're trying to get across there. If you want to know, I'd be happy to share that with you. Well, now I have a choice to make. I can say, you know what? Hey, I appreciate you sharing that. Yeah, what is it? Or I can say, you know what? I'm good right now. That was a lot of work and I'm not going to be revisiting that. So I'm good. You know, you get to choose. Now I've given them a choice, or they've given me a choice if I'm the one receiving it. I want to do that for my manager too. So the way I might go about that is, again, back to two-level thinking. What are they trying to achieve? What is their goal? You know, so if I say, you know, hey, boss, I know that reducing those numbers is super important for you this month or this quarter. And, you know, I've got an observation that I think might be helpful in how you're going about that. Would you be interested in hearing more? All right. Now they've got a chance to say, yes, I do want to hear that. Or they might say, no, I'm good. I like the way I'm going. Okay, cool. No skin off your nose. You can go on your way and you haven't caused any problems, haven't caused any resentment, haven't come across as obnoxious or anything else. Now, you share your feedback and they disagree. That's okay too. Your job in those moments is you're sharing your perspective. You're doing it constructively from a position of wanting to help them achieve their goal. They can take it or leave it, just like you can. And so this fourth tactic, this ninja level, this advanced tactic skill of sharing feedback, ask permission. Ask permission by talking about the goals they're trying to achieve and saying you've got some insight or you've got an observation you think might be helpful in that. Would they be interested in hearing it? Now, often they're going to say yes, but if they say no, respect the no. And I've done this long enough. I know somebody is thinking of, oh my goodness, my boss is the worst and they're so mean and obnoxious and all this. I don't even know where to start. Now, how am I going to share feedback? You know, the first thing, again, focus on your own work. Are you doing those first three things we've talked about really well? Are you helping them succeed? Is your team succeeding at a high level? You've got to have the credibility to demonstrate you really do know what you're doing and you're getting the business results you need to be getting. And when I say business results, that's whether you're in a for-profit business, a nonprofit, serving constituents, as a government employee, whatever you're doing, are you getting the results you need to get? That gives you the credibility to have the conversation. From there, if they really are the worst, and I put that in quotes, and they're just obnoxious in all those ways, choose something that's vitally important for the health and welfare of the team, for your own mental health, and that's also going to help them have a chance at achieving their goals. Because if you try to focus on everything, if you try to change their behavior, it's just not going to work. The only way they're going to want to change is if they see how it makes sense and it's going to help them achieve their goals. And even then, change is hard. So that's going to give you your best chance of success. So I want to preface that as well as bookend it at the end by saying, listen, I know this is an advanced skill. I know that you're going to have some concerns about it. And it's not a guarantee, but it at least gives you a chance to having that feedback conversation with your manager. All right, so there you go. Some four critical skills you can use to influence your manager, build a better relationship, avoid some of the overwhelm, even share tough feedback with your boss. If you've enjoyed this episode, make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any of these practical communication skills to help you accelerate your team's performance, reduce stress, and build a career with the respect and influence you deserve. And if you want a guide that you can print out and use to walk your team through these same kind of skills together so that everybody's got them, it's going to help your team reduce their stress. It's going to improve your team's morale, productivity. You can get that at letsgrowleaders.com/podcast. And as always, I want to thank our producer and sound engineer, Brooke Bradford at Sheep in Space Digital Business Services, and Laura at Bruck Marketing for their work on this episode. Until next time, be the leader you'd want your boss to be.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.